This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Friday, March 15th. Well, we had the grain markets under some pressure yesterday, led by wheat and corn. Chicago wheat down 12, Kansas City down 13, Minneapolis down 8, corn was down 7, soybeans were down 1, but that was after it actually was up 8 to 10 cents earlier in the day. So we actually had a little bit of a spike high in soybeans before they rolled over. So it looks like we're resuming that downward momentum pretty much across the grain space. Some of the pressure in wheat, of course, was the announcement that China had canceled up to 1 million tons of Australian wheat. That follows last week, where they canceled a total of half a million tons of U.S. wheat. We're also hearing rumors that there have been some French sales that have been canceled with China. We don't have any confirmation of that. But boy, it's been a round of liquidation of contracts by China. And it's frustrating, obviously. There's nothing you can do about it. They just cancel them. And of course, that's because world prices have collapsed over the last couple months, especially over the last couple weeks, where Russian sales have just led the way down. And it's, you know, Romania's keeping up, Ukraine's keeping up to the downside. So it's kind of been a race to the bottom. At some point, we'll catch here as we head into the growing season. But so far, the momentum clearly is still down. We're getting pretty close to some downside support levels in Kansas City and Chicago. We're within a nickel in Kansas City, probably about a dime in Chicago. So we'll see what the market does, if it gets down to those, or what it does when it does get to those levels. A couple other things. The European Union is projecting that their wheat production will be around 121.6 million tons. That's down 1 from last month's estimate, and it's down about 4 from last year. Russia announced that they have gifted 50,000 tons of wheat to Central African Republic. They've been talking about doing that for a couple months now and finally getting some confirmation. Export sales yesterday for wheat, 165,000 tons. That included the cancellations from China of 120,000. So we still have more cancellations to work through. But it was a marketing year low. It was about 81,000 of that was actually for next year's crop. The bigger buyers were Mexico, 159,000 total. For corn, total sales 1.3 million tons. That was at the high end of the range of estimates. Japan bought 346, Mexico 223, Taiwan took 192, China took 133,000. For soybeans, sales at 470,000 tons. That was toward the low end of the range of estimates. China bought 256,000. Some of that was from 187,000 of unknown. And Germany took 143,000. So taking a look at weather, the drought monitor is showing that the western Midwest drought is actually increasing. The northern plains are trending dry, even though we've got rain coming. Of course, the monitor is showing what the condition is as of last week. And it's been definitely on a drying trend across much of the northern plains. For the southern plains, the northern Kansas, southern Nebraska has a region where it's in a drought status. Most of the other regions are looking okay for now. We got Brazil looking at the forecast, both the European model and the GFS model in agreement over the next 7 to 10 days, in the 7 to 10 day outlook, that increased rainfall over those key areas of the corn belt look like they're going to get up to 2 inches of rain. So that's kind of a sudden change in the forecast from what we saw just a couple days ago. So, you know, here we go. If that materializes, that's going to be huge because that shores up the moisture supply before you head into the dry season, which starts typically around early April. Also, there's evidence ocean temperatures are cooling. So we're looking at El Nino fading away here fairly quickly. And they're projecting that La Nina will be pretty much in place by summer, which is June, July, August, and certainly by July, August, September. So that clearly raises some red flags for Midwest production. tends to be dry, especially in the western Midwest during La Niñas. But, you know, obviously that's right in the heart of the growing season for corn and beans. So watching that one pretty closely. You know, corn, you know, both corn and beans are in a downward path here. Soybeans likely have bottomed because we're seeing world FOB offers out of Argentina and Brazil, and even at the U.S. Gulf, increasing over the last couple of weeks. So that's a pretty good sign that you've probably seen the bulk of the harvest pressure from the South American harvest. For corn, you got these rains coming for the Brazil corn crop. That's negative. We've got a huge carryover here in the U.S., which we know, but we're kind of also bracing for big corn acres in the planting's report here on March 28th. So a lot of things to consider here for corn, but the trajectory is down. For wheat, the trend is also still down, but you're right at the cusp of the next growing season for wheat. So there are reasons to think that wheat might be a little more cautious about pressing to the downside. So I think that corn probably is the weakest here, but with obviously with major China cancellations of wheat around the world, we're seeing the pressure continue there as well. So short term, I look for both wheat and corn to continue on lower. Corn probably will test, at least test, if not take out the lows from a few weeks ago. Soybeans, I think, could come down and test it. I don't think we're going to put in new lows for soybeans. I think moving forward, buying the breaks in beans is probably the safer place to be. And selling corn and kind of just being neutral for wheat, I think buying the breaks in wheat is probably the place to be as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.